What have you learned from the red line that you will take into the planning process and just the operating of the purple line and eventually the blue line?
I think one of the big things is the timeline. So, you know, the red line, I would say it was done in less time than estimated. And I think for better or for worse, maybe taking a little more time and to get everything completed, you know, making sure that all of the funding is secure before any of that project starts, having more time to train the operators and them actually having something to train on with the existing red line infrastructure. And then even some of the station features, learning from those, standardizing some of those so that it takes less time to replace them if we have to, as well as a little more functional and a little more safe. We're changing some of the front ends that you can see on the renderings if we make it to one of the three open houses. You'll see how we've changed that facade in the front and, you know, increased some security and lighting.
What can people expect at the open houses?
So the virtual one is going to be a presentation we'll take you through. It'll be very similar to what will happen at the open house. You just won't be able to see and touch or see in the renderings. But again, taking them over the journey of how we got here, what you can expect with the purple line, some of those infrastructure features. I think that's what's extremely exciting about the purple line is over 50% of the budget is going to infrastructure improvements for the corridor. So that's new and improved sidewalks, that's new pavement, that's drainage improvements, walking trails, lots of infrastructure that's going to be enhanced on that corridor that wouldn't happen otherwise. We'll also start and talk about what construction might look like. There will be some significant closures, so making sure that people are aware what that looks like. We're even looking at utility movement starting as early as October and just helping the neighbors in that area and businesses understand, you know, what we're responsible for, what our other partners are doing ahead of time, and again, answering questions about what that's going to look like.
Has this construction, not only the red line, the purple line, is that a big part of your budget process when that comes into play when you're looking ahead?
Definitely. So capital projects is definitely a budget item and something we're looking at very closely. We're pretty much coming to the tail end of our budget process and looking ahead. Obviously, we're like every other industry, and COVID has impacted what we're going to see in the coming years. It won't be immediate, and we did get some CARES Act funding that have really helped us to implement some of those improvements we've needed to keep everyone safe, so that it extensive cleaning and barriers for operators. But we're still seeing, you know, decline in people on the bus. So we will see the impact and, you know, fewer people are working. So we are going to see less of the property tax and potentially income tax that we receive. So we have to plan for that.
All right, Leslie, thank you so much.
Thanks.